From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting.
They're not going to be doing nuclear weapons. You can bank on it.
Standing alongside Germany's Chancellor, U.S. President Donald Trump emphasized on Friday that Iran will not be permitted to build a nuclear arsenal, even if a deal intended to prevent that scenario collapses. Asked about possible actions, including use of force, that he could take if Iran restarts its nuclear weapons program.
I don't talk about whether or not I'd use military force. It's not appropriate to be talking about, but I can tell you this. They will not be doing nuclear weapons, that I can tell you.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel appearing with Trump at the news conference following their Friday meetings. Merkel described the Iran nuclear deal as anything but perfect, adding it will not solve all the problems with Iran. She described it as one piece to limit Iran's bad actions while saying Berlin considers it of prime importance to contain threats from Iran as it exerts geopolitical influence in Syria, which has been wracked by years of civil war. In the meantime, the new U.S. Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, was talking about the Iran nuclear deal today. He said no decision has been made on whether the president will withdraw from the nuclear deal, adding that negotiations are ongoing.
You asked if we talked about the decision. There's been no decision made. So the team is working, and I'm sure we'll have lots of conversations to deliver what the president has made clear. Absent a substantial fix, absent overcoming the shortcomings, the flaws of the deal, he is unlikely to stay in that deal past this May.
The new Secretary of State spoke in Brussels at a meeting of NATO foreign ministers one day after he was sworn in. This is VOA News. Earlier in the day, U.S. President Trump expressed confidence about the commitments North Korean leader Kim Jong-un made during a historic summit with his South Korean counterpart on Friday.
Oh, I don't think he's playing. No, I don't think he's playing. And you know, it's never gone like this. It's never gone this far. I don't think it's ever had this enthusiasm for somebody, for them wanting to make a deal. And yeah, I agree. The United States has been played beautifully like a fiddle because you had a different kind of a leader. We're not going to be played, okay? We're going to hopefully make a deal. If we don't, that's fine. The United States in the past was played like a fiddle.
Kim on Friday became the first North Korean leader to step foot in South Korea when he crossed the border to shake the hand of South Korean President Moon Jae-in. The two leaders agreed to work toward removing all nuclear weapons from the Korean Peninsula. They also vowed to pursue talks that would bring a formal end to the Korean War. North Korean state media were silent on Saturday. Some analysts suggest that the North is spending extra time so that its propaganda experts can give the summit a major news treatment on television and in newspapers later on Saturday. Palestinian officials say Israeli soldiers shot dead three Palestinian protesters, along with another 600 injured in Gaza as thousands of Palestinians demonstrated along the border for a fifth consecutive week. Protesters gathered a few hundred meters from Gaza Strip's border fence with Israel on Friday, some throwing stones, others setting tires on fire. Israel has defended opening fire on the protesters, saying it is defending its sovereign border. Israel also accuses Hamas, which rules Gaza, of using protesters as cover to carry out attacks. Hamas denies the charge. Authorities in China say a man with a knife killed seven middle school children at a school in the country's northwest. Officials say the 28-year-old attacker, who was a former student at the school, attacked the children Friday as they were leaving school in Shaanxi province. Now, they say 12 other students were injured and are receiving care at a nearby hospital. Officials did not give the ages of the victim. However, middle school students in China are typically between the ages of 12 and 15 years. Officials say the suspect has been arrested and that he had attended the same school as a child and held a grudge because he was bullied. The U.S. Justice Department on Friday announced charges against four Chinese nationals and six co-conspirators for trafficking large quantities of synthetic opioid fentanyl into the U.S., part of the Trump administration's crackdown on an abuse epidemic that has taken the lives of tens of thousands of Americans. The charges handed down by a grand jury in North Dakota in January and March were unsealed today by Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General. Joe Palca, VOA
News. That's the latest world news from VOA.